next candidate, we're going to listen to a little bit from Chuy Garcia, who I think is considered to be the most formidable challenge to unseat Emmanuel next week. And so in this particular clip, he was asked about the appearance of impropriety and if there is an appearance of a conflict when negotiating for the city of Chicago against the Chicago's teacher union. And like that's where, you know, getting lots of funding from. And so let's take a listen to what he has to say.
Campaign for mayor.
Jay, my record of public service speaks for itself, never blemished. I have stood up for good government. I have been transparent. I have been endorsed by the most people with the most integrity. My record of public service, because I'm not a career politician, is one that adheres to ethics, one that speaks for itself in terms of integrity. I am a public servant. I've been in and out of government. I've worked in the nonprofit and in philanthropy, always being a good steward and never involved in any controversies.
Let me.
Wow.
Okay.
Lots of ethos.
Strong
there.
Spoken.
Yeah. He sounded angry to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounded like he was like offended by the assumption of the question.
I think because it is kind of an accusatory question, because like assuming like, well, what's going on? Like, are there any kind of backdoor deals going on? I think he wants to like, you know, take that assumption down as fast as possible. And I think it's interesting that we got the impression that he sounded angry simply because, you know, he was enunciating his consonants so hard that it was like, you know, it was sounded like he was hitting the microphone.
Right. It's also important to note if anyone has seen the entire debate, but like they asked him the question originally about like the propriety and like, you know, what that looks like. And then he answered the question and then they asked him the question again because they essentially were like, you didn't answer it. So then the second time, that's why he was like a lot more aggressive, because he was just like, this is who I am. And also more like buzzwords in this specific one, public servant. That's a really, really big claim to make. That's a really, really big buzzword to say that like I would be a, like a servant to the public, and then name dropping like all of these things that he's done, and big, big appeal to like ethos and like his moral stance is like, I'm not in this for the politics. I'm here to like serve the people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. The thing that stood out most to me is I'm not a career politician.
Right.
Sure. Like that was, he wanted to make sure everyone understood. And like, I don't know when that sea change happened for like the general population, that people were turned off by people who quote career politicians who dedicated their life to politics. That like, I think of the sort of crazy flow of support for someone like Sarah Palin when she was running for vice president, that people loved the fact that she wasn't ingrained in politics.
Right. And it's such a paradox, because at the same time, while we're covering the 43rd Ward debates, people gave the current alderman, Michelle Smith, so much heat because she wasn't a full-time alderman. So you have, because, you know, I mean, she was a full-time alderman, but she also had this like really like controversial thing that came out about her doing like consulting work and making extra money on the side. And for that, people gave her so much heat because she wasn't a full-time alderman. But doesn't that make you like
a career politician,
like you're full-time? You know what I mean? And so it's this, right, it's all about the word choices you use.
Yeah, people have to be so delicate about how exactly they place themselves.
Right.
Right.